You may be seated. One thing that many people in IT will tell you about your computer is that your hard drive, it's not a matter of if it's going to crash, it's a matter of when. It may be after you've owned that computer, maybe years down the road, but eventually that hard drive will crash, it will die. So what do we do in light of such a dire warning? Well, some of us are going to be pretty prudent, and we're going to make sure to back up our hard drive on a regular basis so that when that hard drive crashes, we don't lose all of our data. But I'm guessing that many of us, I don't want to say most, I'm going to be a little optimistic, many of us probably do nothing. We figure that it's only those people who are real worrywarts, that they're going to be the ones that are obsessive about backing up their hard drives. Me and my hard drive, we're just fine, so leave us alone. Now, if that's your mindset, on what are you relying? In what are you placing your trust? No, not Lenovo or Dell or that other company. No, you are hoping that your hard drive won't crash. We hope for a lot of things, don't we? We hope for a better salary, a better job. We hope that this particular person likes us. We hope for better grades. We hope that our kids turn out okay. Now, forgive me for being pessimistic, but if these are some of your hopes, you might as well give up now. You find out that you're not going to pass that class that you desperately needed. Your girlfriend decides it's time to move on. That better job, it goes to someone else. Your kid gets arrested and lands in jail. Hope? What hope? That is quite the pessimistic viewpoint. But don't we view our lives that way, way too many times? Why do we do that to ourselves? Well, really, it comes down to a matter of how we think about hope. We make our plans, we have our hopes and our dreams, but what control, what true control do we have over what happens in our lives? Various things take place, and we have to adjust our plans, we have to adjust our hopes constantly. We may even find ourselves agreeing with the title of a song I once heard, "Since I Gave Up Hope, I feel a lot better." But I'm not here today to preach a message of doom and gloom. That's not what Paul has for us today in this text from Romans. These words from Paul actually are an encouragement to us. He encourages us by telling us of true hope, a hope which has a solid basis, hope that does not let us down. And it's only God who gives us that true hope. Listen to these words from Paul in Romans chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." Thus far, the text. Our everyday hopes, what's their basis? What is their foundation? Well, really, when it comes down to it, they're based on what we feel or what we think. And that basis can change. It can shift as often as we have different feelings or different thoughts. But the hope that God gives, the hope that is for ultimately our eternal salvation, that hope does not change because it has a solid foundation. It has as its foundation the peace that Jesus established between us and God. Now, the way that we're born as enemies of God because we inherit the sin from our parents, and then left to ourselves, we continue in that sin and we act out being very strong enemies of God. Can you even count the number of times that you sin in a day? How many times do you get mad at God for the bad things that happen to you in your life? How often do you make plans to do something that you know is against God's will, and yet you go ahead and do it anyway? Now, in the long run, in terms of eternity, it is not a good thing to be the enemy of the Creator, Sustainer, and Judge of the universe. We are not going to win. We will go down in defeat. And that defeat is going to take us straight to hell. But that's not what God wants for us. God doesn't want us to be in hell with the devil. He wants us to be in heaven with Him. And that's why He sent His Son. That's why He sent Jesus, to make peace between us and God. Jesus came to this world. He lived a life in which He carried out God's will in every way, never going against God's will, never breaking any of His laws. Jesus took all of God's anger for all the times that we get mad at God. Yes, He took the penalty that we owed to God because of our sin when He went and died on the cross. And then, to make sure that that peace would be known as an established fact, Jesus rose from the dead to show that that peace did in fact exist. This is the basis of the hope that God gives us through faith, this peace that Jesus established between us and God. And because the hope that God gives is based on an objective fact, and it's not based on anything that we think or anything that we do, true hope does not let us down. Now, I want you to think about one specific hope that you have. Make it something kind of big, not everyday, not mundane. Do you have something in mind? Now, what happens if that hope is not realized? What happens if someone does something that causes that hope to crumble? What if we ourselves do something that causes that hope to disappear? We may not even know what hit us. And God uses these types of situations, these shattered hopes, to build true hope in us. Paul says, "We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope." You see, we know that God only wants what's best for us. We know that He only wants us to be in heaven with Him. That is our ultimate hope, the hope which has as its foundation that peace that Jesus established. But God uses all of the trials and tribulations that we go through in this life as we're going on our journey to heaven. He uses those things to make us stronger. Every time that we have a hope or dream shattered, we're reminded that God works in all things for our good, for those who love Him. Even Jesus tells us that, yes, you're going to have problems in this life, but that pain is only temporary. He says, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Indeed, every time that we're disappointed in this life, what do? We turn to God. We turn to God for strength. We say, Lord, you know what you're doing, and I know that you know what you're doing. I know that you're using this heartache for my good. Keep me patient. Keep me strong as I deal with this hurt, and keep my eyes fixed on that ultimate goal of heaven. God does not, will not let you down. You see, we can't say that. We can't truly say that about anyone else, that they will never let us down. Not even our best friends, not even our spouses. They do let us down. It's inevitable. We're sinful creatures. But our perfect God cannot let us down. The hope that He gives us is unchanging, and it's unchangeable because it has as its foundation the peace that Jesus established between us and God. And just as much as we cannot change the salvation that God gives to us through faith. We cannot change the love of God that's been poured into our hearts, the love of a God who gives us a solid and certain hope now and forever. Amen. Please rise. Let us pray. Dearest Jesus, thank you for making peace between us and our Heavenly Father. Thank you that because of this peace, we have the sure and certain hope of being with you in heaven. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Depart in peace. Amen.